So today is a multi-auspicious day. Multi because so many great personalities. We have two great personalities, Bamshibadan Thakur and Shamananda Prabhu, great Vaishnava Acharyas in our disciplic succession. Today is their Abhirbhab Mahum Mahotsav, appearance day. Today also is Purnima, Chaitra, in the month of Chaitra. And according to our Acharyas, this evening also is the commemoration of Lord Balaram's dancing with his gopis, Balaram Rasa Yatra. And Lord Krishna also today, this evening, is dance commemoration with his gopis. Lord Krishna says that he danced with his gopis twice. One is in this month, in the month of spring, Basant Ras, and also one is in the month of autumn, fall, Saradiya Rasa. And Bengal, the rasa dance of Lord Krishna is more celebrated in the month of Saradiya. That's in the month of Kartik, Damodar Mas. And for the Brajabasis today, they celebrate more. Srila Prabhupada warned us, though, that this topic about rasa dance is very, very confidential. And even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not discuss openly in public. And however, for our purification, we're just gonna say something. Ultimately, these pastimes of the Supreme Lord, which is considered as the topmost, as the highest, very esoteric, very intimate, because the gopis, they have the highest love for Lord Krishna. Ultimately, Krishna would like to fulfill their desires and also to enjoy, but not externally. Lord Krishna enjoyed the rasa dance internally through his mind. And Prabhupada mentions in the purport, one of the purports, that this rasa dance is not like the ballroom dance that the materialists will do or act. I remember we were in St. Petersburg, Russia, a few years ago, and we're having a very wonderful program, and in a building, and there are multiple halls in the building. And in the end of the program, we did kirtan. So everybody was like dancing up and down. So ecstatic. But on the other one of the halls, they're also having this function where the materialist, they're enjoying with their drinks and, you may say, partying. So some of them sneak inside of our hall, and they could see that we're so much blissful than them without the artificial drinks and alcohol and so on. And so they were just wondering. Just wondering, how is this? Because the materialists, they cannot enjoy without these artificial means. So Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, whereby the love, the exchanging of loving relationship between Lord Krishna and his devotees is compared to gold, and the kind of relationship that one derives from material sense enjoyment through others who are also wanted to enjoy materially is compared to iron. Metallurgy, gold is more precious, it's much, much more valuable than iron. So Prabhupada warned us that in the beginning we cannot actually go and jump into these pastimes of the Supreme Lord about the rasa dance, where a neophyte will mistakenly think that this is a mundane activity. There is no tinge of lust in this. Of course, it says also that Krishna is lusty and the gopis are also lusty. But this kind of lust is not the same as for me. No. Our idea of becoming eager to enjoy the opposite sex is for our own benefit. For me, for myself. But the gopis and Krishna, no. The gopis' love or lust towards the Supreme Lord is not for their own benefit. It's to give Krishna pleasure. And Krishna is like that also. He wanted to enjoy with the gopis, but not for himself, but also to fulfill the desires of the gopis. So Prabhupada says, one cannot understand this if he's not controlled in his senses, if he's not following strict sadhana. It's like in our movement we follow the four regulative principles. And he choked out, Prabhupada choked out for the sadhakas, the practitioners, those who are in the beginning stage of Krishna consciousness, to follow a very rigid and strict rules and regulations, so that eventually by following this will come to the platform of prema bhakti. We'll be able to actually develop love towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he warned us. And Bisvanatha Chakravarti Thakur also mentions in one of his commentaries that one should not just so eager to go to this rasa lila dance pastimes of the Supreme Lord. One should be also take the time to study and clearly understand the other pastimes of the Supreme Lord, just like the creation. One cannot go surpass and go that way. Unlike here in Vrindavan, it is like normal to have some kathas like this, Bhagavat kathas, whereby immediately they go to these different leelas of the Supreme Lord, which is very confidential. They're not able to actually understand and relish it. They only enjoy while they are there, while hearing, because it's very entertaining. But then after some time, once the katha is over, they're back to normal. Having so many material desires. So we can only understand this ultimately and relish this when all the anarthas are already uprooted from our hearts. But nevertheless, since today the occasion arises in such a way that it is Balaram Rasa Yatra and Krishna Vasant Ras. So we discuss a little bit of this. One time, Lord Balaram was so eager to go to Vrindavan. This happened when Krishna and Balaram was in Dwarka. He was so eager to come. And so he came to Vrindavan without Lord Krishna. Without Lord Krishna. The reason is that the Yadus, the Yadu dynasties, the family members of Lord Krishna, forbade Lord Krishna to come because they know the love and affection that the Brajabasi have towards Lord Krishna, that will make Lord Krishna, if he went along with Lord Balaram to Vrindavan for a visit, he will not return back to Dwarka. He'll feel so much obliged with their affection that it is impossible for Lord Krishna to go back with his family, other family members in Dwarka, where he has 16,108 wives, and in each wife he begot 10 children, and out of those 10 children, sons, they also begot 10 sons each, and that is not including the daughters. So he has a big family. He'll be divided. They will not want to do that. They will not want to part with Lord Krishna. So with the eagerness of Lord Balaram, he was given permission by Lord Krishna to go because he was determined and very, very eager to go. And along with Lord Balaram visiting Vrindavan because of his eagerness, Lord Krishna wrote a letter to the gopis, because they're the one who is the most affected. Everyone was affected because of the feeling of separation. So when Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj saw Lord Balaram, they felt great happiness. Their happiness knew no bounds. They're very happy, completely. Everyone, including his relatives, they were so happy to see him. Jai Sisi Gornitai, Guru Parampara Ki Jai, Krishna Balaram, Radhesham, Lalita Vishakadevi Ki Jai. So as parents, with love and devotion, their affection towards Lord Balaram, they put Lord Balaram, he's already grown up, they put him on their laps. And they started crying. And they're crying, he says that their crying covered, the tears from their crying showered Balaram's body. That must be a lot of crying. And of course, because according to one's relationship with others, Lord Balaram, the elderly ones, he offer obeisances. The elderly gopas, the others who are in the same level with him, he shake hands. And others also, he gave accordingly the appropriate welcome or appropriate received that is due for them. So they were asking, how is your brother? How are you? Says, we're all right. We're doing okay. And when the gopis asked Lord Balaram, after meeting Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda, then Balaram met the cowherd girlfriends of Lord Krishna. And they were asking, Lord Krishna, how is he? He must be happy there. For he has forgotten us. Why he did not come with you? They must be giving much pleasure. The city girls must be giving more pleasure than we do. That's why he has forgotten us. Yes, he has forgotten us. He's feeling maybe more happier than us. And we also remembering him, but we're feeling miserable. So that is the difference. He may be remembering us, but he's not as miserable as we do. So, this is not good. Actually, we have forgotten him also already. But that forgetfulness is not really forgetfulness. To think that no more in the mind, that is not forgetfulness. Because the gopis, they're always thinking within their mind about Krishna. So how can they be separated from Krishna? Just by thinking all the time, even though the person is not around, that means you are not separated. Physically, maybe, but internally, no. So, to pacify the gopis, Lord Balaram says, I'm going to make sure, I'm going to force Krishna to come here to console you. When I return, I'm going to make sure that Krishna will come to see you. And in the meantime, I have a message for you. And this message was not discussed. Even the acharyas did not openly broadcast it. Because it's so confidential. It's only meant for the gopis. There are many, many hidden meanings that we're not be able to understand. That's why this is only meant for the gopis. And so Lord Balaram spent 2 months in Vrindavan, in this trip, Vrindavan. He says, actually, just like Lord Krishna never leaves Vrindavan, similarly, Lord Balaram never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram are always together. They're never separated. Even in dreams, they don't get separated. They're always together. So Lord Balaram, in order to also pacify the other gopis who were younger than the cowherd girlfriends of Lord Krishna at the time of the rasa dance of Lord Krishna, at this time, Lord Balaram had these pastimes of rasa dance with them. So Lord Krishna has a separate gopi friends, and Lord Balaram has a separate gopi friends. This is out of etiquette. Lord Balaram will not dance with the same gopis that Lord Krishna danced with. The acharya says that just like when Lord Balaram will walk near the side of Govardhan Hill, when he sees there's series of golden color Govardhan Shilas or rocks, he will change his direction. He will go on the other way because it is understood that Radharani walked on that way. Similarly, when Radharani would see there's a series or so many rocks all at the same line alignment, colored crystal, because this is the color of Lord Balaram, crystal white, she understood that Balaram walked this way. So Radharani will walk in a different direction. so that they will not cross path with each other. They will really very, very careful in this. This is proper etiquette. Just like when you walk with your Guru Maharaj, proper is that you walk behind or he is on the right hand side. The proper etiquette is whoever is more senior than you should be on the right hand side. And this is even in our deities, as you can see. Elder brother Lord Nityananda is on the right hand side. Elder brother Balaram is on the right hand side. Krishna is on the right hand side of Radharani. When you offer obeisances also, just like in kundas or holy places, the proper etiquette is that you also offer obeisances that the kunda or the body of water is on the right hand side. So why do we offer obeisances like they're on the left hand side? This is a sequence. It's impossible to do it all the way around. That means we have to start from Radhesham, Krishna Balaram, Gornita, and then go to Prabhupada. It'll be like so awkward. So practicality, we don't do that. So, it says that for 2 months, Lord Balaram danced with the gopis, his gopis, every night. And every night passed by just like billions of years. One day of Lord Brahma, which means 4.32 billion years. Collectively, there are 3 billion gopis. This according to the acharyas. Just to give us an idea that actually there are so many of them. More than half of the population of the planet Earth. We're now crossing almost 6 billion population. And Krishna and Balaram dance with all of them. In between, Krishna is between his own gopis with his hands on their shoulders. Similarly with Lord Balaram. So everyone was thinking that only Krishna is on my side. And the other gopis of Lord Balaram is the same thing, that Balaram is only with me. This is how the acharyas explain. So Lord Balaram spent that 2 months with his cowherd girlfriends. And while dancing also, sometimes they will feel tired. And the favorite drink of Lord Balaram is Varuni. It's made of honey. But this is not the same honey that they sell Dabur honey or, you know. This is very special. Very special. It's intoxicating, but it's not the same kind of intoxication that one derives from drinking alcohol materially. This gives them a lot of energy. They feel refreshed instead of falling asleep to continue on. But then, somehow, Lord Balaram got intoxicated, too much Baruni, I suppose, that he wanted Yamuna to come. Wanted Yamuna to come, but Yamuna is just feeling, well, this is not proper. She mistakenly think of Balaram as otherwise in a different way. That Lord Balaram started to with his what do you call this? It's not plow, yes. Haladhar, holder of the plow, to scratch the surface, the banks of the Yamuna, so that Yamuna will come. And eventually Yamuna came. And it says that this Yamuna is not really the Yamuna, personified Yamuna, but expansion of Kalindi or Yamuna. And she prayed, "How may I serve you?" And this, in this way, Lord Balaram became pacified. Lord Balaram became pacified. So this is the Balaram Rasa Yatra. Not very long story from the Krishna book, where Srila Prabhupada mentions that story. Lord Balaram visits Vrindavan. That was chapter 30. How many pages? 1, 2, 3, 4. 4.5 pages only. Lord Balaram and the gopis enjoyed transcendental pastimes together every night for 2 months, and time passed away so quickly that all those nights appeared to be only one night. See, this is the difference. In separation, a moment to be considered to be like 12 years or more. When you're separated from somebody that you love very much, either your friend or your wife or your husband or your children, 1 second is considered to be very, very, very long. But when you are together, spending a lot of time together, it seems to be very short. You have this experience? Yes or no? This is how it is, especially in the transcendental platform. So, Sri Shyamananda Prabhu, in the beginning, his name, he was given the name Dukhi Krishna, by his parents. Because his parents, before he took birth, many of the children of his parents died. They did not survive. So because of this, feelings of sadness, because dukhi means, what's dukhi means? Unhappy, miserable, right? So he was given the name Dukhi Krishna, but right from the early age is very, very intelligent. In school he is so intelligent, he can pass his school in excellent. He became expert in rhetoric, grammar, in Sanskrit. Excellent, excellent. And he actually heard about the pastimes of Lord Nityananda and Gauranga. He heard. And so, when the time came that his parents says, it's time for you now to take a mantra, diksha. It's time for you to have a spiritual master. And Shyamananda says, "Well, I know someone, and his name is Hriday Chaitanya." It was that place near Mayapur. But they live very, very far away. So the parents ask, "So how are you going to go there? He's such a young boy. How are you going to be to go there? This is very dangerous. We will not let you go." But then Shyamananda says, "Well, many people go for Ganga Sagar. They want to go for Ganga Snan. So I will go with them." So eventually, he went one day with these others, pilgrims, to take bath in Ganga. And then he met Hriday Chaitanya, who is a disciple of Goridas Pandit. And as soon as Hriday, Chaitanya saw Shyamananda, because Shyamananda was so effulgent, how are you? Who are you? I am such and such son. We belong to the six Gopas family, dynasty. And I came here to take shelter unto your lotus feet. I came here to take guidance from you. So Hriday Chaitanya was so happy. And he says, okay, from today on, your name is Krishnadas. Krishnadas. Then after some time, he gave him mantra, diksha, initiation, formally, because of his very sincere, wonderful service attitude, he was given this nam diksha, the mantra. And then after some time, when he understood that he was ready, Hriday Chaitanya told him, you must go to Vrindavan. And I want you to learn further, become more knowledgeable on the sastras from Sri Jiva Goswami. So before going to Vrindavan, he passed by many places. He passed by Gaya, where the place where the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu can be found. This is the same place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to visit to do pinda for his forefathers. He passed by many places. And then when he reached Vrindavan, he reached Radhakund, and he asked, where can I find Jiva Goswami? Where can I find Jiva Goswami? So the inhabitants, they says, there is the Bhajan Kutir, the ashram of Jiva Goswami, you will find him there. And so as soon as he had darshan, he saw Jiva Goswami, he fell flat like a stick. Dandabats. This is why it's called Dandabats. And he actually became so much enamored also about the beauty of Shyamananda. He asked him again, who are you? Where are you coming from? And he explained the main mission, why he came. I was sent by my spiritual master, Hriday Chaitanya, and to study about the sastras from you. So you please give me the permission to study with this sastra with you, under your guidance. And also along that, there are two devotees. What are the names? Who was there? Huh? Narottam Das Thakur and Shivash. Srinivas. Because each and every of these individuals, actually they're very powerful acharyas. Like Narottam Das Thakur is like the heart of Gauranga, and Srinivas is like the heart of Nityananda, and Shyamananda is the heart of Advaita Acharya. They're very, very powerful acharyas. So, Shyamananda, Dukhi Krishna, or Krishnadas, he was given a service. Now, there are many variations of these stories, this ankle bracelet stories. I've read like three kinds of different. Some says that he was given a service to fetch water for Jiva Goswami. Because in those days, or even nowadays, if you go to villages, they go to like a well where the villagers will go take water for their daily use. Then there's another one which is like more of that what we hear all the time, is that he was given service to sweep the kunjas in Seva Kunj. These kunjas are places, especially there are few of them still you can find in Vrindavan, Vrajamandal Parikrama. Radharaman Maharaj will tell you where they are, because some of them are really like out of the way. you have to really search for them. So in these kunjas, more intimate pastimes happens. The pastimes of Radha Krishna again, along with the gopis, happens here. This is where they sleep. This is where they dance. This is so many during all night long. So it says that he was doing this service for like 30 years. Now this, see, the service is absolute. You may say, hey, he's only sweeping the street. That must be really low class. We have in our goshala, there is one dadu there. And every morning, because we go for a japa walk, we see him sweeping the goshala grounds. And I would say he is the cleanest. He is the most pure. Why? Because it's always covered by Brajaraj. Definitely he'll go back home, back to Godhead. No doubt. He's an old man from Goshala, you know. And he's always happy. He didn't say, oh, what kind of service is this? This is boring. He never say like that. But for some of us, we will choose the service which we will be recognized. We want to be recognized. That, hey, I have the best seva. That means I am better than you. That is not the criteria to go back home, back to Godhead. The criteria in going back home, back to God is to humbly do our service to our best ability with great sincerity, with love and devotion, because this is our offering to the Supreme Lord. So Krishna Das was doing this every day. Every day. And he always doing it with great happiness, because he knew that this place is the place where Radha and Krishna and the other gopis perform their pastimes every night. And one day, he saw a very beautiful ornamented ankle belt. The left ankle bell, like the left side. I don't know how you can distinguish this. Matajis, maybe you can distinguish what is on the right, what is the left. But it says that this is for the left side. And somehow, he was dumbstruck. He'd never seen anything like this. It's made of gold with Indranil money decorating this ankle bell. He concluded that this is not from this world. This is out of this world. It's impossible. You cannot find anything like this. So there were two other entities who were there when he picked it up and he thought that I should keep this. He hid it under his kapra. But there were two personalities. There is one monkey and there was one parrot. Saw what happened. And so, on the other side, Radharani, the gopis, they noticed Radharani is only wearing one ankle belt. Bracelet on the right hand foot of Radharani. So they figure out, where is your left ankle bell? So some says, oh, she must have lost it on the way back, because usually before the break of the dawn, the pastimes of Radha and Krishna will be broken only. And there is some, I think it's a parrot who will say, now it's time for you to go. Because usually they will sneak out nighttime. Mother Yasoda will think that Krishna is sleeping, but actually he will sneak out. And the same with Radharani, they will sneak out just to meet each other. You have to go, you have to go now. The dawn is breaking. So some says, you must have left, some says to, one gopi says, you must have left the ankle bell from where we were last night. So Radharani asked Lalita and Visakha to go. So one of these two entities, I think it was the parrot also, told, in some story it was Lalita who went to meet Shyamananda, and he says, one says Visakha. Then we will use Visakha. So he says, one of those entities, I think the parrot, not the monkey. The monkey is a witness also. So the parrot says, we saw one, the sweeper, who sweeps this kunja every day. He picked them up. He picked it up. So you please go and see him. So she disguised herself. She disguised herself as an old lady with not a very beautiful sari, torn and old sari. So she approached Shyamananda that day. He was sweeping. Says, we've heard that you found an ankle bell here. And Shyamananda says, yes, you're correct. Actually, this belongs to my granddaughter. This belongs to my granddaughter. So I need this back. But Shyamananda says, no. This cannot belong to your granddaughter. Look at you. You're wearing old sari. It's torn. And this ankle bell is not from this world. This ankle bell is so effulgent, so beautiful. The effulgence spreads all over the kunj. It cannot be from your granddaughter. I will not give this to you. And so, says, okay, I will bring my granddaughter to make sure that you will actually meet her and get from your hand. He says, yes, this is what I want. I want to meet your granddaughter. And in this way, I can be sure. So eventually, but before that, you cannot see my granddaughter in this feature. You have to take bath in one of the kundas here, and I'm giving you a Radha mantra in order for you to have a form which is suitable to see and be with her face to face. Because no other man can see directly Radharani. So he took bath and chanting this mantra, he became a manjari. Kanaka. Kanaka manjari. That was the spiritual form of Shyamananda in the spiritual world. So now, Radharani came and Shyamananda was so much enamored by the beauty of Srimati Radharani. He has never seen such a beauty in his life. Incomparable. Incomparable beauty. And then he understood that actually no other person will this bracelet, ankle bracelet, will belong to. She is the only one. So Radharani was so pleased with Shamananda, and she was asking, what kind of boon? Because you're giving this to me, so what kind of boon, what kind of benediction you like? Please ask for anything. Shamananda was saying that my only request is that I may serve your lotus feet birth after birth. I don't have any other desire. Just to be your servant birth after birth. And Radharani was so pleased that she touched the ankle bell to the forehead of Shamananda. That created a mark. If you've seen that, this marking is called Shamanandi Tilak. In Loy Bazaar, you will see some of them wearing this, like this, and then there's a mark over there. That's the mark of one of the bells. And also, Radharani says, from today on, your name will be Shamananda. And from the heart of Radharani, she gave a deity of Shamasundar to Shamananda. Now also, there is a writing on the chest of Shamananda, Shamananda. And then a tilak. Now this tilak cannot be erased. It's there. The more you erase, the more it shines. And the Shamananda here is not a tattoo, but it's just there. You cannot erase it. So Visakha told him, don't tell this story to anybody. To anybody. Only to Jiva Goswami. Not even to your Guru Maharaj. Only to Jiva Goswami. Because there's a heavy reaction if you do. There's going to be a heavy reaction if you do. Now this Shamasundar deity, it's still there in the Radha Shamasundar temple. And I remember, like every year during the Chandan Yatra, now it's happening, right? 29th of April, Chandan Yatra. Supposedly that is the first day of summer, and that is a day also, Akshaya Tritiya, that's the day when the creation commemorates the creation of our universe. That is the day also when the first day they start building cart for Jagannath. And I remember, our deities are the best. But then when we go to Radha Shyama Sundar, it's a competition. They are also the best. And you cannot take photos there. If you take photos, the pujaris will grab your camera and you're lucky if he'll give it back to you. And hopefully very soon, we'll have that kind of program here. Because it becomes like a circus here. These people are so much selfie. They forgot the deity. Some of them, one devotee told me, they come here and then they don't even go see the deity. They just stand right there, take photos, and they go. So it's a big distraction. So go back. So it says that if you have darshan of this Shamasundar deity that came straight from the heart of Radharani that was given to Shamananda in the Radha Shamasundar temple, you will never take birth again. But you have to do it every day. Yeah. Don't worry. We have our Shamasundar here. And we take darshan of them every day. You go back home back to get it also. There's no difference. There's no difference. So he went back. Shamananda went back to Jiva Goswami. He says, what is this? What is this tilak? Where did you get this from? This is not in our sampradaya. you know, different Vaishnava Tilak. He says, well, as promised, this will only be told to Jiva Goswami. So he told. And then the news, everybody was actually ridiculing and criticizing Shyamananda. What is this? What is this? New Tilak, new name, because his name was Krishnadas, now he's Shyamananda. Now the news came to Hriday Chaitanya, and Hriday Chaitanya came from far distance to see him, to see his disciple. What is this? Who told you to change this? And now your name is Shyamananda? He started to scratch the tilak, to take it out. And the more he's trying to take it out, the more it shines. He cannot take it out. And then, you know, he opened his... It's a name there, Shyamananda. And the more he scratches, also the more he shouts, now I believe you, he says. Now I believe you. He told the same story to the Guru Maharaj. So, he says that if we understand that this great personalities, personal associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are not ordinary, they are transcendental, we have faith in them, then this will also give us love of God. This will liberate us from the cycle of repeated birth and death. And same with Bamsibadan Thakur. His name, he has five names. Bamsibadan, Bamsibadhana, Bamsibadhanana. It's like five names. He's the incarnation of Murli, or the flute of Lord Krishna. The great personalities, and the gopis, they're also envious of the flute, because the flute always touching the lotus lips of Lord Krishna. Your parents must have performed hips and hips of pious activities in the past, that somehow you took birth and you're always with Krishna. This is the constant companion of Lord Krishna. And this personality, Bamsibadan, he wrote many books, and they're also nectarian, very sweet poems. And just like the flute, which has been touched by the lotus lips of Lord Krishna, becomes nectarian. So we should pray today that somehow or other we increase our faith, love, and devotion. Perform our service, no matter what they be, for the service of Siguru and Gauranga, for their pleasure. And ultimately, somehow, we surrender 100% unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Sisi Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Gaur Nithai, and our Guru Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So we stop here. We go beyond the limits. You have any question? One question? Everyone is happy? Oh, Karbajan Prabhu always have one question. Just quick question. Yes.
Just like in Bhagavatam, you read so many pastimes.
Yes.
Every pastime you say, if you read this one, you go back home.
Yes.
So, no problem, whatever you put yourself in, back home.
But you have to still chant Hare Krishna and follow the four real good principles and do strict sadhana. Then it's complete. Serve the Vaishnavas. Don't offend them. And then you go back home, back to Godhead. Okay? Yes?
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, you told that Balaram accepts only the honey, which is a special honey.
Yeah.
But if out of love, God offered him some honey.
Honey?
Honey.
Yeah, the honey must be pure.
But we get.
Well,
can we
I guess so. Yes, it's very difficult to find pure. unless you there's like under the tree and you're near your house, there's like beehive there, and then you get. This is Kali Yuga. Kali Yuga. Okay. Yes, yes. That's all right. That's okay. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Balaram Rasa Yatra ki jai. Vasant Yatra ki jai. Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai. Vamsivadan Prabhu ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.